Section 2. Listen to 3 longer conversations. For questions 11 to 20, choose the best answer, A, B, or C. You will hear each conversation twice. You now have 2 minutes to read the questions. Mark your answers on the separate answer sheet.
Visiting Florence. If only we had planned a longer holiday in Florence, James. Now we must narrow down the museums we want to visit.
There are so many, Sandra. What about starting with Accademia Gallery? It houses some of the largest collections of classical and contemporary art in Italy.
I know it's a must-see. But admission is 38 euros per person, which is pretty expensive. And as it hosts Michelangelo's statue of David, it is sure to attract huge numbers of visitors. I really don't want to spend all day waiting in line to enter the museum.
If we buy our tickets online, we can avoid the queues. As for the ticket price, I think it's worth it. And if we pay just a little bit more, we could join a guided tour which includes the cost of the ticket to the gallery. What do you say, Sandra?
Sounds like you'll be really disappointed if we don't visit it. So, okay, let's go for the guided tour. Then we can listen to the backstories behind each work of art, which could be pretty interesting. If only we had planned a longer holiday in Florence, James. Now we must narrow down the museums we want to visit.
There are so many, Sandra. What about starting with Accademia Gallery? It houses some of the largest collections of classical and contemporary art in Italy.
I know it's a must-see, but admission is 38 euros per person. Which is pretty expensive. And as it hosts Michelangelo's statue of David, it is sure to attract huge numbers of visitors. I really don't want to spend all day waiting in line to enter the museum.
If we buy our tickets online, we can avoid the queues. As for the ticket price, I think it's worth it. And if we pay just a little bit more, we could join a guided tour which includes the cost of the ticket to the gallery. What do you say, Sandra?
Sounds like you'll be really disappointed if we don't visit it, so, okay, let's go for the guided tour. Then we can listen to the backstories behind each work of art, which could be pretty interesting. Planting trees. Care to join me on a trip this weekend, Thomas?
Sorry, Nancy, but I volunteered to work on a project for the Woodland Trust on Sunday. We'll be planting trees in the new parkland.
I didn't know that you're a member of the Woodland Trust, Thomas. It's UK's largest woodland conservation charity, isn't it?
No question about that. In fact, I read the other day that since it was set up back in 1972, 500,000 members have joined the charity and planted more than 41 million trees. Why not change your weekend plans and volunteer to help the Woodland Trust?
Yes, sounds like fun. Anyhow, I haven't booked a hotel room yet.
Great. I know you are not an early riser, but we do have to be there at 7:30 at the latest. Can you make it?
I prefer to sleep in on Sundays, but as it's for a good cause, fine. By the way, Thomas, who pays for all the trees that are planted?
Well, usually the Woodland Trust does, but for this project, they are cooperating with the City Council, so the Woodland Trust will contribute 80% of the cost, and the City Council will cover the rest.
Care to join me on a trip this weekend, Thomas?
Sorry, Nancy, but I volunteered to work on a project for the Woodland Trust on Sunday. We'll be planting trees in the new parkland.
I didn't know that you're a member of the Woodland Trust, Thomas. It's UK's largest woodland conservation charity, isn't it?
No question about that. In fact, I read the other day that since it was set up back in 1972, 500,000 members have joined the charity and planted more than 41 million trees. Why not change your weekend plans and volunteer to help the Woodland Trust?
Yes, sounds like fun. Anyhow, I haven't booked a hotel room yet.
Great. I know you are not an early riser, but we do have to be there at 7:30 at the latest. Can you make it?
I prefer to sleep in on Sundays, but as it's for a good cause, fine. By the way, Thomas, who pays for all the trees that are planted?
Well, usually the Woodland Trust does, but for this project, they are cooperating with the City Council, so the Woodland Trust will contribute 80% of the cost, and the City Council will cover the rest.
Terrace House.
What are you watching, Beth?
Terrace House. It's a Japanese reality show, Frank. It's incredible.
I've never heard of it.
Really? It's had so many favourable reviews from critics. It's been successful since it was originally aired in Japan in 2012. It's now in its fourth season.
You don't say. What's it about?
Well, it's about six people living together under the same roof. They come from different walks of life and range from teens to people in their 30s. Viewers get the chance to see how young people in Japan deal with romance. The first two series were shot in Japan, but for the third series, they moved the show to Hawaii.
I had no idea you were a reality TV fan, Beth. I'd have expected a university professor to be more into quality television.
Do I sense a condescending tone there, Frank?
Please, don't get me wrong. I meant no offence, but, well, you know I don't hold reality shows in particularly high regard. What are you watching, Beth?
Terrace House. It's a Japanese reality show, Frank. It's incredible.
I've never heard of it.
Really? It's had so many favourable reviews from critics. It's been successful since it was originally aired in Japan in 2012. It's now in its fourth season.
You don't say. What's it about?
Well, it's about six people living together under the same roof. They come from different walks of life and range from teens to people in their 30s. Viewers get the chance to see how young people in Japan deal with romance. The first two series were shot in Japan, but for the third series, they moved the show to Hawaii.
I had no idea you were a reality TV fan, Beth. I'd have expected a university professor to be more into quality television.
Do I sense a condescending tone there, Frank?
Please, don't get me wrong. I meant no offence, but, well, you know I don't hold reality shows in particularly high regard.